A local developer is calling on legislators to revisit the state's gaming law in order to build a horse racing and gaming facility in Wareham. It would be the first new racetrack since Suffolk Downs held its final races in June. People involved in the thoroughbred horse industry say they're elated at the possible revival. But as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, horse racing in Massachusetts faces major hurdles before it becomes a reality.
The proposal is to build a $300 million racing and gaming facility in the south coast town of Wareham. It would be the first and only casino to be built in the southeast region since the state's gaming law went into effect, and it would bring back horse racing to Massachusetts. But big hurdles lie ahead, including the Mashpee tribe's plan to build a billion-dollar casino and resort, and the fact that the legislature would need to change the gaming law to allow the electronic-only slots parlor with no table games such as blackjack that's being proposed for Wareham. Tom O'Connell is the developer behind the Wareham Park proposal. Standing at the top of a golf course he developed in Quincy, he said this morning that he's taken on difficult projects before.
You know, people told us here at Granite Links that golf was dying. Why would you ever build a golf club? That's crazy. And what we said is we can make golfing fun. We can rethink the business model. We can make it fun and exciting and safe for people to come here. I think we should take the same type of approach right down there in Wareham.
The Wareham Park proposal calls for the development of a 275-acre parcel off Route 25 with a hotel, entertainment venues, and electronic gaming parlor. But it's the idea of a mile-long racetrack that perks the ears of people like Lee Lobelins of Westport. She's a thoroughbred breeder who says it's hard to overestimate how much the state lost with the end of racing at Suffolk Downs.
We need a racetrack. The breeding industry, we support. People don't realize how much a farm supports in the community they're in. And when you have the farms, they're throughout the state. It's not the track. A lot of people center on the track. It isn't, because they spend a short amount of time at the track. Then they go back to the farms, to rehab or whatever, and those farms are throughout the state and they're supporting the communities they're in.
Horse racing is a nostalgic American pastime, but experts say the industry's financial viability is a thing of the past. That's why new racetracks are often tied to gambling operations known in gaming parlance as racinos. Gaming industry expert Richard McGowan at Boston College says the Wareham Park proposal is about a developer who wants to build a casino, who's using horse racing to make his proposal more viable.
Most gambling is approved to support some kind of a good cause. All right. So, for instance, you know, the lottery, the money went to local towns and cities. And so this is a case where you're using the casino to support the horse racing industry in Massachusetts.
McGowan says the horse racing component could help the Wareham Park Casino to get a leg up over its competition. Even if the proposal gets approved, he says the depletion of the thoroughbred industry in Massachusetts could mean even a casino-supported racing operation would have a tough chance at succeeding. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.